they take all these bundles of wheat and pile them into something.
Into bun.
In straps.
Have you ever heard a pile of these wheat bundles called a shock? You ever heard of a shock of wheat?
Well, I've heard of corn being shocked. And they might shock wheat, I don't know.
About how much corn to the acre would be considered a good yield?
Well, an acre of corn. You mean how much it would produce?
Mm-hmm. What would be considered real good?
It ought to put up around 70 or 100 acres, bushels of stuff for sweet grain, fertilized. Right, it ought to make pretty close to 75 or 100 push.
Mm-hmm. If you and another man have to do some kind of job, if you told him about it, you'd say what? That you and
the other fella.
Well, let's say if you and somebody else had to do a certain job, and you were telling him about it, you'd say, well, you and have to do this job.
Yeah.
You and who?
You and the man that owns
it. If you were going to have to do it too.
Yeah.
Along with him, you'd say you and...
And me.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Me and you. Mm-hmm.
Now, if we had to do a job together and you were telling me about it, then you'd say, well, both of...
Of us.
Going to have to do this
That's
job.
That's right.
Right. If some friends of yours and you were coming over to see me, you'd say that who's coming over, and you were telling me about it. If you and some friends were coming over to see me, you'd say that
me and my friend would be able to see you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you went up to somebody's house and you knocked on the door, and they'd say who's there, and they recognized your voice. And you'd say, well, it's just
me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're sitting here expecting somebody and a man knocks on the door, you'd say, oh, it's only, if it's a man, you'd say, it's only, what? Not anything.
I would tell him, if he knocked on the door, I would tell him, come in. If I open the door, I tell him, come in.
Okay, and when you saw him, you'd say, oh, it's just nobody in particular, just a man. You'd say, oh, it's...
Go away.
No, would you say, just say, it's him, or it's just him?
Yeah.
If it's a woman, you'd say, what, it's...
Man and wife.
Well, just a woman by herself. You'd say, it's just...
A pair?
Just one.
Just
woman.
One.
Uh-huh. You'd just say, it's...
It's her, Jim,
already.
It's her?
It's him, or the woman.
Uh-huh. Would you say it's her?
No, it says him.
Well, if it was a woman.
I says her.
Okay. If it was both of them together, you'd say it's...
Man and wife.
Okay.
Or two together.
Yeah,
okay.
And her.
Would you say it's them?
I'd say them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now... Comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as...
Is she?
Well, if you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
He's not tall as...
Is me.
That's right. And again, if you're comparing how tall you were, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as...
Is he.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're talking about how well you could do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
Me.
You know, if somebody's been running for about 2 miles and then he had to stop, you say, well, 2 miles is his...
Limit.
Is his limit. About as far as he could go.
That's right.
Okay. If something belongs to me,